Good afternoon. Still a lot of clouds around, thanks to a cold front that's been passing through the region. The wind has shifted around to the northwest now, and temperatures have peaked out, generally in the middle to upper 40s on average, with milder readings to the south in the Hudson Valley across into southern New England, and cooler readings to the north and west. Everyone with the transition to that northwest breeze will see temperatures come down a good 5 to 10 degrees by the end of the day, with a lot of places back into the upper 30s to around 40 by the time we reach the sunset hour. Little, if any, precipitation for the remainder of the afternoon. In fact, with a bubble of high pressure building in, skies will continue to clear out tonight, and it'll get much colder with lows in the teens and lower 20s. This will start us out with some sunshine for the day tomorrow. However, a wave of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will work its way toward us during the afternoon. Clouds will be on the increase on Tuesday, and high temperatures will be much cooler, staying in the lower and middle 30s. Eventually, as that disturbance passes by, we'll have a round of precipitation beginning late tomorrow afternoon and lasting through the evening hours. Initially, this precipitation will be in the form of snow, and it could accumulate up to 1 to 2 inches in some spots before we see a transition toward mixed precipitation and eventually just plain rain showers overnight into early on Wednesday morning. Temperatures will continue to warm during the day Wednesday back into the middle 40s with scattered rain showers as the disturbance finishes moving through. This will leave us with another area of high pressure, which will build in on Thursday with plenty of sunshine and temperatures back into the 30s before another series of weak disturbances move through one at a time between Friday and Sunday. This will allow the region to see plenty of cloud cover and spotty rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s through Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, freezing rain advisories and winter weather advisories are in effect for much of the lower Ohio Valley, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the Ozarks. Arctic air is undercutting an area of mainly light precipitation in this region, changing rain showers over to a light wintry mix, including freezing rain. While snow accumulation will be minimal, there could be localized small ice accumulation, which will impact travel. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Alice and Edinburgh, both in Texas, to a low of 25 below zero at Clark, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, and mild with a few showers in the upper 50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1934, and the record low, 5 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning is at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers across the mountains this afternoon, breezy with some breaks of sunshine later on, and temperatures falling back through the 40s and into the 30s by the end of the day. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with temperatures sliding back through the 50s and into the 40s by the end of the day, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with some breaks of sunshine later in the afternoon, temperatures will continue to fall back through the 40s and into the 30s by the end of the day. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy this afternoon, breezy with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Lots of clouds around with some breaks of sunshine by the end of the day. Breezy with temperatures sliding back through the 40s and into the 30s by sunset. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, then increasing clouds with a chance of snow, especially in the Catskills and lower Hudson Valley by the end of the afternoon and into the evening. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow transitioning to some freezing rain and then rain overnight Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Rain showers. Wednesday afternoon, scattered showers, otherwise cloudy, with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, colder Thursday, back into the 30s. Mostly cloudy, with rain or snow showers possible Friday, back into the mid-30s. And on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of scattered rain showers both days over the weekend, and highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.